Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Your password, less than 10 minutes away for Beat the Bank. Hopefully we'll hook you up with $1,000 this morning. Nothing better than waking up on a Monday and getting hooked up with a little extra pay.
Word to your mother.
And this is a story we cannot ignore. We actually just talked about this on Friday when the kids were doing their walkout.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids around the country walked out because they want to end gun violence. That's why they were doing the walkout. You know, when you put or clump it all together. And this weekend, we had another one. And this time it was in Tennessee at a Waffle House. It was it's a 29-year-old man who's still on the loose right now.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly there's some mental issues going on because he showed up naked with only a jacket on. And he used a legally purchased AR-15. He started shooting in the parking lot around 3:25 a.m. when everybody was just getting done having a good night out and getting that Waffle House, you know?
Yeah, man.
Nothing better than going to Waffle House after the club.
Right,
everybody's in great spirits. And then he went inside and kept firing. He took his jacket off, left it on the street corner when he ran off. And last we heard, he was still at large. So the cops are definitely looking for this guy.
It's in Nashville, right?
In Nashville. And they don't think he got very far because, again, he was on foot, and they don't believe that there was another person with him. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be somebody nearby helping him because it's already been over 24 hours.
Somebody's got to know something.
They'll find him.
Yeah.
They'll find him.
And, you know, normally we don't want to give shooters names out there because a lot of the times they do it for recognition, but this guy's still on the loose. And if you know who he is, Travis Ranking is who they're looking for.
Right.
29 years old.
And it's
his picture's everywhere.
Another guy, I wish I had his name.
Yeah, the hero.
The hero.
Yeah.
Or do you have it?
Yeah, we got all that, man.
Okay, great.
Yeah, let's get to the hero because...
Yeah, say his name. He stopped the shooter.
There are some people that lost their lives, and we also need to throw their names out there because...
Sure, absolutely.
They don't need to be forgotten. 21-year-old De'Ebony Groves was murdered. 20-year-old Jose Perez, or Joe Perez. 23-year-old... Akila Da Silva, and 29-year-old Waffle House employee, Taurine Sanderlin.
Okay.
And there's some more people in the hospital, including one person in critical condition right now. They don't know what motivated him to pick this Waffle House. They don't know if it was race. They don't know if mental. We know there's some mental issues because we found some history about this guy. His family says that in the past he started suffering from delusions back in 2014. According to his Facebook page, he's a conspiracy theorist who believes in the Illuminati. 2 years ago, he told cops in Illinois that Taylor Swift was stalking him. I think we did this story.
Oh, boy.
He also has been in trouble in the past. So the signs, again, have been there for us.
How did he get access to this gun?
Jenna, you will be so upset when I tell you. Because he was arrested by the Secret Service last July outside of the White House, where our president lives. He claimed he was a citizen that needed to talk to President Trump. Obviously, that didn't happen, and after that arrest, authorities in his home state of Illinois seized 4 weapons from him, including the AR-15 that was used yesterday. They eventually gave those guns back to his father. I don't know how the law comes into play here, but apparently his father was able to claim those guns. The government gave it back to him.
Did the father buy them, maybe?
And
he just had taken them?
Yeah. They were seized, so I don't know if you could buy them back. I don't know.
Well,
but
if you recover stolen property, they go back to the rightful owner. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that worked out. But what the father did was he gave it back to his mentally ill son.
He gave the guns back to him.
And he used that gun, one of those guns, in the shooting.
Then he's responsible.
He should face charges. You know your son's not well mentally, and you gave him access to things that could kill people, and he did just that.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there was a hero, and he is the most humble man you will ever hear.
Yeah.
Because while this guy was trying to reload his weapon, a guy by the name of James Shaw Jr.,
my man,
saw his opportunity and wrestled him. He jumped up and said, "This is the only time I'm going to have a shot at this." Went up, grabbed the barrel of the gun, which was still hot, suffered burns on him, wrestled the gun away and threw it over the counter, which got the guy to get up and run out of the restroom.
Oh, boy.
And here he is explaining what happened.
And then when he proceeded to come in, I actually went behind this like a push door, swivel door. he shot through that door, I'm pretty sure, and I'm pretty sure he grazed my arm. And it was at that time that I kind of made up my mind, because there's no way to lock that door, that if it was going to come down to it, he was going to have to work to kill me. So at the time that he was either reloading or the gun jammed or whatever happened is when I ran through the swivel door. I hit him with the swivel door, and then the gun was kind of jammed up and it was pushed down, so we were scuffling. I managed to get him with one hand on the gun, and then I grabbed it from him and I threw it over the countertop. After that, I was trying to get out the door, and I think he was pretty much in the entranceway, so I just took him out with me, out of the entrance, and all the way outside.
Oh, my
what?
Goodness.
Guts?
Yeah.
You know?
And there was another brother that was in the restaurant that was, like, putting people into the restrooms.
You know, he was
like
shoving them into safety, yeah.
Into safety, yeah.
So, and trying to guard them.
So,
and
fortunately, I mean, loss of life is terrible, but...
And he says he's no hero.
It could have been
he was just
yeah.
He was just trying to do what's right.
Oh,
it's crazy to see how many times the people that do step up when these situations happen, these people end up being the most humble people. Yeah. They don't brag about it.
Yeah.
They don't want the attention. Man. They just want it to, it's like they just want it to be done and
probably
gone.
Probably in shock for one thing. I mean, just.
Yeah, he cried during multiple interviews. You could tell he's still
emotional.
Taking this all in.
He's going to have, you know, he's going to be dealing with that for a while. Mm-hmm. It'll probably hit him later because there's so much people talking to him. He hasn't had time to really think
what
could have happened.
And he said, he told a reporter he cried four times since that time. Well, according to this. And he said the first time was when he was in the ambulance and one of the paramedics asked him, questions while they were checking his blood pressure, and he says he asked if I had kids, and then the thought of never even being able to see my daughter again, that hurt, and that's what caused him to finally break down.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You start thinking about
what could have been.
What could have happened.
What could have been is always worse.
Yeah.
James Shaw Jr. And again, this dude is still on the loose
and naked.
Well, I'm sure he's hopefully
got pants by now.
Yeah.
You know, I don't say that flippantly, but I'm sure he's grabbed some clothes somewhere from somebody.
You assume he could just be in this.
He could. I mean, who knows?
We don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
We don't know where he's at.
But he was on foot, so.
It's just his father giving him. Why?
He'll catch him today.
Oh, yay!
What's going on? We have breaking news?
Oh, yay!
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Hi, Nick Adams. Producer Nick Adams.
Baby.
5 minutes ago, Kensington Palace.
Kelly, this is for you.
I've already seen it on
there. Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Kensington Palace tweeted that, Kate, welcome to baby boy.
You said it.
It was a boy.
It was a boy. They have not released a name. The baby weighs 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Prince William was there to witness the birth.
Of course he was.
Mm-hmm. And it says Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well.
Great.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Baby boy.
It's a boy.
Good. We don't know the name of that, right?
No, they probably had it narrowed down, I would think.
Let's see, they've got
They didn't know what the sex was, so they had to wait. Maybe there's parents that want to look at the baby before they decide.
What's the first baby's name?
George.
George. And the girl?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. George. So they're traditional name people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to be something funky.
It'd be like Bubba.
It's going to be Peter.
You think Peter?
No, is Peter a British name?
Peter. I think Peter's more of a germ. Isn't that more like
I don't know.
Peter.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to see what sounds good with
the
accent.
How about Clint?
No.
Rudolph.
Very royal.
Rudolph?
Rudolph.
They call him Rudy.
Rudy. It's not on that.
Not Rudolph. No. I'll watch
it. Let's name the royal baby.
Okay, mate.
Henry.
Yeah, it's probably going to sound like that, Henry.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scott. Nah, it's too Scottish.
Scott?
Too Scottish.
Prince Scott.
Well, congratulations to the prince and the duchess. She the duchess?
Yeah, I think so. She's not a... I don't know.
She's something.
Does she become... She gets to be queen when her husband finally gets to be king, right?
Yeah, duchess.
Yeah, she's a Duchess of Cambridge.
Yes.
Right? All right, well, let's hook you up with that password, Kid Nation. You're going to need that here in the next 10 minutes for Beat the Bank to gain access to the vault. You know, when you walk to the ATM, you got to have your passcode. But we require a password to go inside the vault. And the password for this hour is martini.
Oh, martini.
Martini. How does Kelly order hers again?
Slightly dirty.
Slightly dirty.
Blue cheese olives.
Oh, not all the way dirty, just a little bit dirty. Martini is your password. And we'll play Beat the Bank next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. It's time for round one of Beat the Bank.
All right.
Do you know the password? Give us a call at 800-KIT-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KEEK-IT.
Hook it up with a number, Jenna.
11.
Car number 11, you get to play Beat the Bank. And if you don't get in this hour, look, it's tough. It's a lot of people trying to get in. We'll play again in an hour. Plenty of chances. We'll hook you up. And if you missed the news, a boy was born in England.
It's a boy.
In England.
Yeah, a little boy was born out there.
Yeah.
To Prince William and Kate Middleton. They had a little baby boy. We don't know the name yet, but he's apparently doing great. Did you see the picture of the couple walking out of the hospital where Kate's at?
No. Mm-hmm.
They walked out with their baby.
Nothing.
And everyone's out there with their cameras, and they just get bombarded with just pictures.
Oh.
Because everybody's cheering for them. Everybody's just excited. So whoever walks out of that building is going to get a huge cheer. So they're standing there. It looked like they were Kate and William.
That baby can forever say, I was born in the same hospital on the same day as the new prince or baby prince or whatever.
Maybe they can have a play date one day. You know, you always want to meet couples with the same age babies.
Yeah.
So that couple definitely is going to have that baby set up right there.
I go to the same daycare and everything.
Uh-huh. Love Letters to Kelly's coming up in 1 hour. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com, and then Kelly will solve it for you Mondays and Wednesdays. In fact, I got one for you here from Grace Kelly. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I just wanted you to know that I wrote a love letter. I read it out loud. I rant buried myself, and then I deleted it. Thanks, Kelly.
See? There you go. There you go.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to read.
That's right.
Yeah.
Write it down and read it.
Thoughts. Yes. Yeah.
It's almost like you already know where Kelly's going to go. Yeah. You just want to hear it from the love expert. We totally get it. And speaking of being an expert, Big Al Mackett is our expert entrepreneur.
Well, I don't say expert, but thank
you. You're trying to be.
Try.
Oh, wow, a new business?
Big Al Mack is, I think, are you trying a new side hustle possibility here?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not really, but it could lead to something.
Yeah.
Because at my new location, Kelly, which is 30 miles from here in Waxahachie, Texas, they're having a festival. And it's a craft beer festival.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I'm trying to embed myself with the community a little bit. You know, give my expertise where I can. And so we decided, we meaning the community, the city, to incorporate music into this festival.
Are you inspired by Coachella or something?
Exactly.
Or more along the lines of the Fire Festival.
Coachella, Austin City Limits,
I'm
which
so
is just another,
what's happening.
Another few miles down the road. South by Southwest. They all started somewhere.
Very established.
Sure.
They all started somewhere, though. They, they all started with a first festival.
And a lot of investors, yes.
So
a lot, yeah, that own music venues.
So I volunteered and
Kelly, I'm stressed.
For me to be in charge of the music.
Because they figure you have all these connections.
Your
right?
music booking.
That is the hardest thing to do right there.
Because I have so much experience with this and I have booked groups in my day.
You've got the cash, you can book anybody.
Yeah.
So what's your budget?
That's very true. And they have a budget.
Oh, good.
They have a budget.
Got some zeros on it?
Got some. I think they got some zeros. We have a meeting tomorrow, actually.
Oh, you don't know the budget yet?
I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. But
they gave Al a Ben Frank and said, here you go, buddy. Go take care of this.
This is what you can do. Music man, radio man. So I'm in charge of I don't know, maybe I can go with something like a former American Idol. Not Kelly Clarkson, but you know.
Don't you want to do? You need a draw.
That's what I'm saying. Someone with a name,
a headliner,
and I can get some local folks too. You know, involved with bands, but I mean a headliner of the guy or the girl or the band or whatever it is. Somebody that's really going to draw some people. This is the first thing, and if I do it right, they'll have a second thing
what genre?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's wide open. It's wide open at this point because it's never been done before. It's never been done.
And it's just beer.
And it's a craft beer festival.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe food and stuff. But so what ideas are you tossing around?
I'm just, like I said, I'm tossing around maybe some.
You want us to give you the ideas.
Somebody that's, yeah, sure.
Because you don't have any ideas.
Somebody that has, won one of these
talent shows
recently or a few years back.
Okay.
But you can't even think of their names, so how's that a draw?
You have a couple friends.
I do.
What a lot of guys do when they do this is they ask for a favor from their really famous friends.
Yeah, it just takes one famous friend.
Oh, Gavin DeGraw?
Yeah. Right, so you say, Gavin,
and then
you're my buddy.
You get how much? Else then.
Perfect.
How much? You have to pay him.
Well, no, you don't throw that out there. You say, you're my buddy.
Yeah.
Look, I need you to help me out with a solid. I'll get you in front of a lot of people so you could play your music. I just don't really have the cash right now. I'll hook you up at the hotel.
Cool.
I'll hook you up.
That's not cool.
Wait, they have
a
little bit of a budget.
That's abusing a friendship.
Well, that's,
they have a little bit of a budget. And I don't know what a little bit of the budget means, but I guess it depends on the name, too. You know, if, like for a certain name, you might pay X amount of dollars. And so I just don't want it to flop. Because then if I don't get asked back to do it next year, or if they don't
even
have it.
You need to pick some random band from the 90s that had like a chill band from the 90s that had a hit.
Yeah.
That everybody still knows and loves. And when they're all drinking, they're like, I know that one. That's what you need.
Okay.
Maybe even the 2000s.
Yeah.
Maybe
a little bit
even.
Closer,
maybe
yeah.
even. Because that's probably what your budget's going to be. But see what it is first.
You
got to
see your budget first before
sure,
we start.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
We got to know who we can't have.
Okay, so don't tell anybody that I don't know what I'm doing. That's the
are you getting paid for this?
Obviously,
no.
You're just doing
show.
This for fun.
Yes, I'm volunteering. I'm just doing this just because, you know, it's my area of expertise.
And at least you're not super stressed out lately, you know?
I love taking things on that are unpaid.
Yeah, that part doesn't bother me. I mean, I really do want it to be successful, so...
I can't wait to find out the budget for the first one.
I'll find out. I'll let you know. I don't have any problem with
that. We don't have to share that on the air, but I want to know.
Especially for a first time festival, because that's what a lot of people don't understand is how that's where the budget needs to go.
Right,
and the music.
It does. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And bathrooms, like toilets and artists.
You need bathrooms,
And you need to get a sign before this music festival.
That's all done.
Still a sign on his bar.
That's all. I'm getting a sign this week.
Why don't you just name it Big Al's Meat Sweats and save you some money?
Well, we already took the Meat Sweat signs
down. Oh, you took it down. Yeah. Okay, so now there's just no sign.
Yes.
Nobody knows how to find you now.
Yes.
Now, how many acts do you need to get? Do you know?
I think 4. But the other three can be local. You know, the other three.
Yeah, there's plenty of.
You need a headliner.
I need a headliner.
There's great local talent that they're hungry to perform.
There are.
That's going to be issue to find.
That part's
one
no
big
problem.
Name.
Yeah.
And
that
then
no
anyone
problem.
Else signs up.
Yeah. Once you get the big name, the other ones are a little
cake.
Who else is in your phone besides Gavin DeGraw?
Let's see. I got Gavin D. I've got DeGraw, Gavin.
Okay, this is the back of the phone.
Good. Yeah. Oh, Elliot Yameen, hello.
That's pretty good.
No.
Then you have that Baby I Would Wait For You.
Yeah, you need to remind
me. Yeah, that one.
These would be somebody.
Baby I Would Wait.
And this is the headliner.
Enrique.
There is zero possibility of Enrique Iglesias.
And I guarantee you that's not his number anymore.
No, it's not. Guarantee you it's not. Met him close.
Who else do I have? Convict. Akon.
Where's he been?
I don't know. Probably locked
convict.
Up.
Yeah.
Convict.
See, that would be a good one, maybe. Locked up?
Yeah. Vanilla Ice?
That would be a good one. People would show up for that.
Yeah.
They definitely would show up for that.
Yeah, just go back to the well.
So look, you have some starters right there.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
All right.
Just very stressed out about it.
So if you want Big Al Mac to set up your festival...
No. I got one. Let me see how I do on this one first.
All
before
right.
I
go. Good
thank
luck.
You. Thank you.
Bang. Beat the bang. Beat the bang. Step in. Holler out. That's all you gotta do. It's so simple, yet stressful. Play it wrong, and you're through. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
What's up, Star?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Star.
That's Big Al. He said hi.
Hi. Hi, Big Al.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
You're even getting ignored.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
What are you up to right now, Star?
I just got back home from dropping the kids at school.
Oh, what are you going to be doing today?
I work from home, so I'll be working.
Oh, what do you do?
It's super complicated. I hate telling people what I do. I just... sit behind a computer. Anything I can do for my dining room and still get paid, that's what I do.
I like that. I think that's what we all want to do, Star. You're living the life right there.
Did your parents have aspirations for you to be like a movie star or a singing star, or they just named you Star? Because
I was born like in the late 70s, so I think that pretty much explains it.
They were high. Okay.
Yeah.
Hippies.
Got it.
I remember I met a little baby born about that time. His name was Sunshine.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the name.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sunshine. Star.
All right.
Rainbow.
Well, Star, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Martini.
Password accepted.
All right, Star.
There you go, Star.
Welcome to the vault. You get to play Beat the Bank. Here's how the game works. You're going to be in there with our banker. Dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think the banker's gone as high as he's going to go. Even if he says 1,000, make sure you yell stop for us, because if that vault door closes, you get nothing. And we don't like that, Star.
Don't like that.
We don't like that at all.
Okay.
Yeah, she
okay.
knows. She knows. Star, let's win some money. You can wait. You can make money already sitting at your table without even being on the computer.
Yep, right.
How about that? Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$80, $130, $180, $240, $400. 460, 580, 620.
Stop.
Okay.
Girl. Yes.
$620.
$620, Star.
Boom. Just like
you could actually buy a star for $620.
Oh, and name it.
Yeah. And name it. Yeah.
So much. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, thank you for calling and playing.
Yay.
And knowing the password
I'm
and listening.
So excited.
Come on. What are you gonna do with that money, Star?
Well, it's my birthday on Friday, and then my son turns 13 on Sunday, so we always kind of have, like, a several-day celebration, so I'm sure we'll find something to do with it.
Happy early Friday. We got you a gift of $620.
Thank you.
And just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
Okay.
Most of that money right there, Star. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, you hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your money. That was the first time we played Beat the Bank this morning. We'll play again in less than 1 hour. We got to hook you up with that new password. So
cool.
Forget about martini. That's gone. That's been drank by Kelly. Slightly dirty.
Slightly dirty. Yes. With
blue cheese olives.
With blue cheese olives.
Thank you. Yep.
And now we'll get you another one, but you got to hold on for that. 40 minutes away. I want to bring in Anna real quick because I think she has a... come up with something we could use.
Is this Kid TV Anna?
Yeah, this is Kid TV Anna. Now, Anna has a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like sometimes you have to be petty with your boyfriend.
You have to be?
Really?
Yeah, I think you're so. I think you got to put us back in our place sometimes.
Yes.
Right, Anna?
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're always smiling. You know that, Anna?
Yeah. Oh,
I don't
thanks.
Think I've ever looked at you and you had a frown on your face.
Oh, well, thank you.
You should hang out with her more.
I've seen some real Anna.
Because today she wasn't smiling when she told me this. She said, I don't always feel pretty, but I always feel
petty.
Wow, what's going on?
So what went down, Anna?
Yeah, well, because I went to go see the new Amy Schumer movie, I Feel Pretty.
How was it?
It was very okay.
Justin said it was bleh.
Yeah, I mean, you know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah,
when you fine. Want yeah. And so then that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't always feel pretty, but I most definitely always feel petty. So over the weekend, so I'm in a long distance relationship right now with my boyfriend. And so, you know, communication is key.
It is.
With
us.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a fan of your favorite game, Fortnite.
Oh, so good.
Right.
How old is he?
He's 23.
23. Okay.
Has he gotten a win yet? Because I'm still zero.
I don't know, because he doesn't talk to me while he plays the game.
Oh, sorry.
That's the issue.
Oh, I didn't bring that up.
He plays a lot,
and that's annoying.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, it's fine. I love him, because he'll, like, tell me. He's like, yeah, I'm about to play video games with my friend. So I kind of, like, know, like, okay, he's not going to call me or whatever. But
at least he's not with other girls.
That's so true. Yeah, you know, at least I know that he's just playing video games.
That's what we said.
Yeah, and so I called him, and he didn't answer because he was, you know, playing Fortnite, which I get it, you know. Whatever.
Right.
It's important, I guess.
We got to communicate.
Yeah, sure. And so then when he called me back, being the petty girl that I am, I just, like, watched my phone ring. I just, like, let it ring. Because I was like, you know what? If I have to wait for your call, then you have to wait for mine.
Yes.
So you're not doing anything but watching your phone?
Literally just watched it. I was like...
You didn't even go to the trouble to hit the reject button.
No, I just watched it ring. And I was just, like, sitting in bed, just, like, watching. And I was like, how long do I like, it was, like, 2 minutes before I called him back. And he had...
Ooh, it. Oh, you showed him. You wait.
I know.
You
two minutes. Yeah, but you know what? He waited... Because I waited.
It was on your term.
Exactly.
On your term.
Thank you, Kelly.
You made him. You now, showed him.
Girl. When your boyfriend's not talking to you, Anna, do you check his Twitter?
I have in the past. He doesn't really use social media. Yeah. But, I mean, I'll go see if he's active on Twitter every now and then.
That's what you did in that 2 minutes while you were waiting.
Yeah.
See if you're going to call him.
Yeah. Is he really playing Fortnite? Is he on social media?
No, he's not.
Listen, you'll get sick of this eventually, right, JC?
Fortnite?
Yeah. I mean, eventually.
I don't know. It's like
that Pokemon Go thing you were doing. Eventually, you'll tire of it,
no,
right?
Because now I just want to be good to the point where I can actually compete and get wins and stuff. So now I want to get good. And then once I get good, then there's no stopping me. And then I could be playing with Ninja and win money. Ninja's making $500,000 a month.
Oh, really?
So you can get mad props?
Or a win.
Mad respect.
Yeah. Mad respect.
Yeah, I need to get mad respect.
That was mad props.
Yeah, so that's what I want to do. But, Kid Nation, we want to hear from you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I don't always feel pretty, but I always feel petty. Tell us about those petty things you've been doing.
Oh,
we'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Give me a beat. Give me a E.
Hey.
Give me a T. T. Y. I'm petty all the time. Give me a P.
All right, everybody.
Give me a
this is all about you petty
give
people.
Petty all the time.
And if you say you've never been petty, you are lying. We've all had our petty moments here and there. Anna just told us that her boyfriend was playing Fortnite and didn't answer her calls. Anna from Kid TV.
Yeah.
So she said that when he finally called her, she was not doing anything. She watched her phone ring until it got to voicemail. And then she waited before calling him back to make it look like she was busy.
Yeah,
too busy to take his call.
Yeah, I've probably done
that. So we want to hear about your petty moments. I don't always feel pretty, but I always feel petty.
800-543-3548.
Oh, 800-5-GEEK-IT. Yeah, I thought you were just doing the text.
That's our phone number. Yeah, you can text us or call us anytime during the morning, by the way.
Yep.
I may not always feel pretty, but I always feel petty. That's from the text. When I moved out of my ex's apartment, I took all the toilet paper.
That's just aggravating.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I just wanted to aggravate him a little.
Right.
This is what, from the text, my husband and I were having a big spat. He still took the time to make me coffee in the morning. I was so angry with him, I couldn't even drink it. So I made sure when he wasn't watching, I poured it down the drain. I can't drink coffee that was made without love.
I can't drink coffee made without love.
That was made without the love.
He loved you, that's why he made it.
Yeah, but you want to make sure the love's
right.
Present. You're still mad. You still have to be mad a little bit longer.
Right amount of love is always good. Hey, Benita. Oh, no, this is Benta. Hi, Benta. There you are.
Hey.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Benta?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay, cool.
Tell us why you're petty.
Okay, so when my husband and my kids haven't helped me around the house enough, when I go shopping at the grocery store, I don't get any of their favorite stuff. Like, the whole shopping trip is all about me.
Yes, that is fine. Right?
I think every mom does
that.
That's
your power right there.
Oh, I love that power. The parent power.
It is. It's That's power.
Funny. Yeah. That is funny.
I think parents are the most petty, especially with the kids, because we want to show them what's up. Right, Benta?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, feel you on that. I had a petty moment this weekend.
What else?
So there was this, like, bloggers convention in town.
Yes.
Just a bunch of girls.
Yes, a conference.
And they're blogging.
Yeah.
Selfies at the same spot.
Yeah, they all want to take the same pictures. I don't understand that part.
Pretty lighting.
Very interesting dynamic with the bloggers.
Change it up.
Beautiful girls, by the way. And they this group of girls, like probably six or seven of them, line up in the same spot where everyone was taking pictures. And they're looking around for someone to take a picture. And all the other bloggers seem to turn their backs to them, like there's a competition or something.
Yeah.
So they look at our table of guys,
that's
and they come
petty
up
right there, sabotaging each other's photos.
Right. So they come up to us and look at me, and they're like, "Hey, do you mind taking our picture?" Sure. How hard could this be? Start walking, and she stops, and she starts giving me the 5-minute spiel on how to take a picture, talking to me like I'm a child, by the way. You're gonna have to, you have to touch this button right here and make sure you're taking the pictures while we're talking, because we don't want to all be looking at the camera. And like, just talking to me like I'm a child for 5 minutes to where my eyes were glazing over. I'm like, I'm what? So when they finally lined up 5 minutes later for their picture, and she wanted me to the whole down one. So you take like 100 of them?
So she could get the right
burst
one, yes.
Make sure you get the burst. Now, if you want to take a burst, you got to hold it down for at least 5 seconds. No. So I grabbed it. She wanted it up high, so I did that. And I turned it around, took a selfie of myself, handed it back to her. And then she goes, excuse me, you only took a selfie of yourself. I said, that's right.
Oh, that's kind of petty, JC.
That's not kind of petty.
That's petty.
Yeah, it's pretty mean.
Made you feel good, though, didn't
it? That was just rude.
I felt so good. I felt like I had the power.
Just tell her no, thank you.
Well, I would have done it if she wouldn't have given me the 5-minute thing.
All right. As long as you feel better about it.
That's what petty is. I think that's the definition.
Exactly. Hi, Carla.
Women have been victims of bad pictures when a man offers and you get it back and it's blurry or his fingers, and men don't care. That's why we feel like we have to tell you.
I would care, but don't talk to me like a child.
Mistake to ask a man, a dude with his dude friends to take a photo. Yeah. You always got to find a girl.
Jenna knows I've taken plenty of pictures for your Instagram.
And they're terrible.
Oh. No. Hi, Carla.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Thank you. I know this may seem mean but petty, but it's not. So my mother, all her life, she would hide the good food on us when we were kids, growing up, everything. Recently, she had a bone marrow transplant, which unfortunately the side effect was she's blind. We're working on getting her vision back.
Yeah.
But since she went blind, you know, she moved in with me, and I buy all the food.
Right.
So now all the good stuff, we, like, leave on the counter. You know, me and the kids have what we want. And she'll be like, I smell banana chips. Who has banana chips? Nobody, Mom. You must be just crazy.
No!
You're blind mother!
She beat that.
Lying to your blind mama!
She's being.
And I don't feel bad. I'm okay with that. I tell her, I'm like, Mom, I remember wanting these foods too, so I understand the craving and what they need them.
I love that Carla held on to her childhood pettiness and brought it out finally.
She waited. She waited.
She waited.
The moment.
But sometimes the most petty moments come when you wait the longest.
Two decades later.
Finally got even.
You are lying to your blind cancer recovering mother.
That's it. She's being petty.
Oh my God.
We asked for petty calls out.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, Carla, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
You get your trophy.
That's ultimate pettiness right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my face hurts.
Why don't you call back again and tell us that story on Feel Good Friday?
Yeah, because her mom's doing well. We're taking care of her.
Yeah.
Carla.
She's got her kids in on it, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
They're probably dancing around in front of Grandma's face, waving it.
Banana trip.
She's like, Grandma hurt me when I was a child.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Carla, well played. That's how you petty, right?
You just made the all-star tape. Oh, man. Goodness gracious. I got to sit down.
Aquinta.
Shout out.
Aquinta, yes.
Aquinta, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine. I'm excited talking to you guys.
That's right.
Excited talking to you.
I hear you feel very petty.
Yes, I do. Okay, so I moved here in Oklahoma from San Antonio, Texas, and I need to rent a house. So I thought the perfect landlord. When I moved in, she was all nice and everything. And next thing you know, stuff started breaking around the house. She lives in California, so everything was a inconvenience to fix, right?
Yeah.
So finally, you know, I got a base on base housing, and I wanted to move out like 2 months early. Well, she was talking about taking me to court and all that stuff, so I said, okay, well, I'm not going to fight it, right? So my lease is up at the end of May, and she finally found a renter for the house because she is like a son of a, you know what I mean, landlord.
So she found somebody to move in early. Yeah.
Right, she found somebody to move in early, and so she said, oh, hey, Aquinta, would you mind, you know, moving out a couple of weeks early because I have a renter? Uh-huh. Well, guess what my answer was?
Hell no!
Well, according to the email you sent me, I cannot move out prior to 30 May. So, no, I won't be releasing my lease early.
Oh, you got to be petty to the landlord sometime. Booyah.
You told her.
You played it right.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, don't you move out early. She made you stay there.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for your service,
Thank
by the
you,
way.
Quinta. Well, have a wonderful day.
Oh, man.
Oh, Adam. Adam, I feel you on this one, bro. Adam, go ahead.
Hi, one time my friend made a comment on my hair as I'm taking him home, and he's like, oh, do you not, like, brush your hair or anything like that? So what I did was I passed by his house, went two streets down, dropped him off there, went back to his house, and watched him walk back to his house.
Adam, that's how you do it, man. Don't you ever
clown. Yeah. Don't ever clown your boys here.
You get first runner up, dog. Yeah.
That's especially if he's giving you a ride.
I'm going back to watch him walk.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we just gave you the password, Kid Nation, and now you can use that password to good use and try to win up to $1,000. It's time for Beat the Bank. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank. And while we wait for you to give us a call right now, let's bring in the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
Wheel her in her throne. There she is. Kelly Raspberry, sitting right, sitting pretty. How's your weekend? You good mood?
It's good. We had a lot going on. It was Earth Day, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's your Earth Day.
Lots to celebrate there. We had lots of sporting activities, two volleyball games. We actually won one.
There you go.
There's like each volleyball is like an hour. You play the same team three times.
Were you a line judge in one of them?
I was.
You looked so thrilled to do it.
Well, no, when I'm paying it, I tell you, I have RBF. Yeah. But I'm paying attention. I take it seriously.
That's right.
Because the other kid wasn't paying attention that was doing it.
Yeah.
Kicked him out and said, I'll do it.
That's right.
He wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, get out of here. Let Kelly Raspberry handle this.
So, I'll take it seriously, this volleyball.
You just put yourself in charge.
Yeah.
Well, it's a volunteer parent from each team. You have to have a parent volunteer.
A match could be won or lost based on the line judge.
Let me just say, the ref threatened to kick all the parents out from both sides.
Oh, really? Yes.
Because parents were having issues with the officiating.
That's right.
On both sides. And she finally had enough of the squawking and went and told the coaches, you either get your parents under control or I'm kicking them all out.
Whoa! Ooh,
there's nothing like the power of a 17-year-old girl with a whistle.
I love it.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, I know how to do it.
I've been
there. You know what? Then get you and your little judges, y'all get your stuff straight. And we won't have to be helping you with our criticisms.
All right, so Raspberry is in full effect this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but we almost got kicked out.
Wow. All right, well, let's get to it. It's time.
All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been in a serious relationship with my guy for about 4 years.
My guy.
We got pregnant the second year of our relationship.
We did.
I love my little family, but things have been bumpy this last year. Our relationship has been more roommate status. He won't marry me because of what he says is a financial situation being tight, and I've gained weight since the baby.
Well,
if we get in an argument about something, he uses that as the reason he won't marry me.
Yeah, you picked a winner.
Ooh, that's awful.
I don't want to break up the family, but I want to be happy. Should I try to make this relationship work, or is there no hope? Help me, Natasha.
Well, Natasha, maybe, I'm all for keeping a family together. If you have to be a little bit unhappy and you don't get the wedding you want, I mean, that's a tough spot. You've picked a bum. You just picked a bum.
Yeah.
And, it's not about not being able to afford to get married. I mean, if you want the big lavish wedding, yeah, maybe you can't afford that. But everybody can afford to go down to the justice of the peace. It's not about the money, right, depending on what you want. Right. It's not about the ceremony. It's about the marriage.
It's about that piece of paper.
And the stuff about throwing your weight in your face, that's just not cool.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, how much are you willing? Are you just going to, if you keep your mouth shut about the wedding, would all that other stuff go away? And would he stop criticizing you if you just accept that, you know what? I set it up this way. I let this be okay. You know, she allowed this to be okay until she decided I don't like this anymore. Yeah. And now I want it to be different. Women just have to be, you got to pick better.
Yeah.
You're going to have a child with a man.
Men do too. You got to pick better. Everybody needs to pick better.
Yeah.
Both sides of the, you know, men and women, you need to pick better. Because then you get into these messes. And what am I going to tell you? Take your baby and leave?
No.
And then that's going to make it all better? No. It might, ending that relationship might open you up for another great man that comes along and sweeps you off the feet and accepts your baby as his own. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But what are the chances? I don't know. You going to risk it?
Yeah.
Or you want to try to work with what you got and try to make this work?
You deposit.
So I guess try to go back to what you found attractive about him in the first 2 years. Try. Dig deep.
Oh,
and then quit bringing up marriage and see maybe if, you know.
I can't. I don't understand how guys are so openly critical about their girl like that.
Because they don't like themselves.
It's just,
that's why you would be
that
way.
I don't get that.
You're insecure and you're unhappy that you're not where you want to be in your life. You know, he hasn't made the money he wants to make.
Yeah,
we saw. And girls need to, like you said, get your picker.
Pick better.
Yeah. Pick better.
Polish your picker.
And we need to be better.
Why are y'all single? Well, I'm picking better.
Yeah.
I'm waiting until a pick better comes along.
Good answer.
I'm waiting on my draft pick.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm waiting until I get to go in the first round.
I want a first rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't want to choose wrong in the first round.
That's very true, too.
Get the right pick in the first round.
Yeah.
That's football talk right there.
Yeah.
Draft coming up on Thursday. All right.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I try.
Ash wrote us. It's a dude. And he says, I messed up. I made some mistakes in my marriage. Now, I didn't cheat or anything like that, but I did, however, take her for granted. Mm. This was just supposed to be a separation, but a month in, she revealed to me that she's never planning on coming back.
Now she's found somebody else, bud.
It's been over 60 days since she left. We have two beautiful daughters, and I talk to them every day, and I get them almost every weekend. Right now, they seem to be the only thing we talk about. In the meantime, I've had a lot of time to myself to reflect and realize what I did wrong. I know I could have done more, been more, and this time, I have also been fighting for our marriage. I have been sending her messages, flowers, asking more about her and what she's been doing, trying to show more of an interest in her. Every few weeks, I'll ask her out on a date, and I always get the same answer. Nope. Nothing I have been trying is working. She's told me that her feelings won't change and that I can't make her fall back in love with me. I'm having a hard time giving up and letting this go. Am I stupid if I keep trying to fight for something that she says isn't there? I'm tired of hurting. Please help.
No, I mean, you're doing everything I would have suggested. Give her a little bit of breathing room for a minute. I think she's found somebody else that she's probably, and when that falls apart, then she'll realize maybe that's what I just think.
Yeah. Or you pushed her away. We don't know everything he did before
he sang it and cheat. Were you? I mean, I don't know.
You took her for granted.
Dynamics were, and sometimes with some people, when the door is shut, it is shut.
When a woman,
mostly women,
just have that type of woman.
Yeah.
Maybe you've sent the flowers, you've asked her out on a date. Maybe just give her a breather for a minute. Continue to be a wonderful father to your children. You know, pleasant exchanges when you're around her talking about the kids. Always keep it upbeat. Just be friendly and light spirited. And whatever little passing fancy maybe she needs to get this grass is greener, being single for a minute, out of her system.
Yeah.
And then maybe she'll soften towards you. But what else can you do at this point?
Yeah, that's it.
You know, but there is a point where you get to be it's too much. The constant, it starts to make you look kind of, I think, weaker in her eyes. Yeah. You know, we want the romance, but, you know, after a while, it looks like you look kind of needy and pathetic.
Because most of us just want the consistency. We don't need the over the top.
Right.
But we also don't want you to treat us like we don't exist.
Right.
You know, we just want you to be kind and nice 99%.
Yeah. And she hasn't filed for divorce. Has anybody filed for divorce? It's just a separation at this point.
But she said she's not going back. So that's basically saying, let's get divorced, right?
Mm. Pretty much.
Well, she might be waiting for him to file, or he might be waiting for her to file. It might just be a state of limbo for a while.
Yeah.
And I would just, you know, pull back a little bit with all the overtures and just be a stand-up guy, you know. And maybe what you could do is ask her to go with you with the children to do something as a family. Instead of asking her out as a one-on-one date, let's go out as a family and do something so the children can still see under the, you know, premise of the guys, whatever, that we're still a family
unit. The family vibe will come back.
And then maybe she'll start saying, this is the life I really want. And maybe that'll show her a new side of you. But I'd pull back on the flowers and the over
too much
trying to win her back, and just be a stand-up guy with the kids. Try to include her in doing family stuff.
Girls will put up with a lot from guys, more than most guys. But once they tell you they're done.
Once they're done, they're done.
Once that switch is flipped, they're done.
Yeah, I say, I mean, I'm that way. Once I'm done, I'm done. But if you have kids with the man, that might be a different
story.
There
could be a little hope in there. Yeah. That's why that's
a
great idea. The family date is a great idea, Kelly.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
Recently, I've been talking to a guy. He's kind, he's smart, he's funny, he's good looking. We met at work and hit it off really well. I really enjoy spending my time with him. A couple of days ago, I mentioned him to my sister. She told me to not even bother dating him because he's black.
Is he black? He's black. Yay, baseball.
What?
I come from a very traditional Indian household. My parents are very strict about not dating anyone outside of our race. But Kelly, I don't care that he's black. His personality is what attracted me to him, not his skin color. I really like this guy, but I know that it will disappoint my parents. Do you have any idea on how I should deal with this? P.S. I'm 21. He's 23. feel free to call me. I'm usually up early. That's from Rebecca.
Or if you want.
Hey, Rebecca.
I mean, you know.
Rebecca, this is rough.
A lot of people have to take a stand. And some people, they bring somebody of a different race home. And at first, people are scared of what they don't know. Not that I'm saying they're scared of a different race, but they're scared of what they don't know. And once you get to know someone, it's like, oh, they're just like me. They're just a different color. And some families, it ends up being like, they embrace you.
Right.
And then there's the opposite.
Yes.
Where they reject you and you have to choose love over family. But isn't that biblical? When you marry, I mean, that's actually a very biblical, when you choose your marriage wife. Partner, that you choose them over the family that raised you. That is biblical.
Mm-hmm.
But you hate for it to be that way where it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, keep getting to know him. You're not going to marry this guy. You're still very young, getting in the getting to know stage, right?
Right, right. She's 21.
You don't have to bring him around. Don't bring him around the family right now. You're not to that point yet. But just enjoy him and get to know each other. And it might lead to true love and something you are willing to fight for. If you're just liking somebody at this point, is it worth fighting over?
Right.
You know?
Wait till you're in love.
You're in love and you're committed, and it's like, this is something that's worth taking a stand and perhaps alienating my family over.
But give them a chance, at least.
At least give
them a chance. Don't ruin this because your sister said that.
You know,
yeah, get to know him.
You can talk to him about, have you ever brought a girl of a different race home to your family? How did that work? And maybe you could say, you know, with my family, my sisters told me it would be a problem, and it would be a problem if I brought. And maybe you could have that discussion with them.
Have you dealt with this before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I've dealt with it a lot.
Three or four times.
Is it okay when she brings it up, like, hey, I don't know how to treat this because my family might not respond the right way? Or does that scare you?
In one instance, I didn't know until, like, the last minute. Like, I had no idea it was an issue.
Yeah.
Until the girl said, my mom's on the way. We can't date anymore.
Another flew down.
She flew down from the Hamptons or somewhere, wasn't it, Kelly?
Wow.
Yes.
In another case.
That's extreme.
Yeah. In another case, I did know, and we dated a long time, and I thought that I would win them over.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't. And they were old school parents, you know, and they're like, wait. Dad,
were they always polite, at least?
Tolerant.
See, there's
tolerant.
You know, you
and the
as
mom
long as
was
people
polite.
Are polite.
Mom was polite. Dad was tolerant. But it just made it so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It is
easier when everybody accepts everybody. But that's not always the way it is.
There's no guarantee that the person of the same race, they're going to like a person that you date of the same race.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, you pick your battles, and I understand family, but
you're just newly dating someone.
Yeah.
It's not worth starting that battle until you're committed and, like, this is somebody I can see myself having a future with. Now it's time to meet the family.
Right. But as a parent, you should, man, I just want my daughter to find someone that treats her well. I don't care if they're black, white, yellow, purple.
Well,
as long as they treat her well.
It's great for you to feel like that.
Yeah.
But
not everybody
does.
But hopefully we're moving in that direction.
Yeah.
Jeez. So.
Well, I think we are.
If,
because there's so many mixed race babies running around.
Right.
It is like, well, obviously
so
people are overcoming this, whatever biases are in their families. People are.
Yeah.
One thing that's can be a saving grace, and I don't know what it's like in this case. If the parents don't live in the same city, then you don't have to deal with it
on a daily basis.
Lot.
Which makes it easier
for
your relationship.
And
the older you get and you're not financially dependent on your parents, when your parents are paying for stuff, they have a lot more say so over what
leverage.
I'll cut your phone off.
Hey, are you ready to pay for your own phone and tuition and stuff?
Yeah.
And you do what you want.
Right.
You know.
All right.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I recently had a nice night with someone I met on a dating app. She's been going through a rough time after a breakup and has told me she's not looking for another relationship. I'm not looking for anything serious either. But I would like to send her flowers anonymously in hopes of putting a smile on her face. Would this seem desperate or clingy if she were to figure out that I sent them? Carla.
Oh, okay. I, as a woman, getting anonymous flowers, it makes me angry.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't like it.
Don't you like the mystery?
No.
No.
Oh, I'm going to send you
many
of these.
It is frustrating.
Yeah.
It is aggravating.
Not romantic at all.
No.
Really?
No. The secret admirer stuff is a bunch of crap. I don't like it.
Put your name on it. Because I don't even want to be with you if you can't tell me that you sent me flowers.
I sent that once in high school.
And how did it work?
I sent that once in high school, and to this day, never told the girl.
And now she's just never knew. She's probably forgotten about that now. By now. But it drives you nuts with wonder. Who is it? Who is it? And then you start thinking it's somebody else, and it turns out it's not that person. Then they're disappointed when they find out it is you.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm mad that this person didn't send me flowers.
Right.
I am not a fan of the anonymous flowers.
And when you send flowers, you want to get that phone call. Like, did you send me flowers? Thank you, babe. You love that. So go ahead and put your name on
it. That's me. Okay. Now, not every woman is like Jenna and myself. Maybe some women do like the air of mystery. I do not when it comes to presents.
It gives you a little bit of hope because you're hoping it's that one day.
Well, it kind of freaks me out in this day and age, too. You think, now I got some secret stalker on my hands. What's next? Yeah. The dead rabbit's going to end up in a box on my doorstep. You just don't know. Flowers is the first step, right?
And then the dead rabbit.
That's
got
opening the door to crazy.
Okay.
So I am not a fan of anonymous. That's just me.
I mean, Carla, you like her, obviously.
Uh-huh.
So put your name on it.
Put your name on it. If you like it, you got to put your name on it.
There it is, Al.
All right.
That's what Beyonce says.
Don't like it.
You don't like it.
Don't do that.
Don't do this. You don't like that. Go to KidNation.com if you would like your love letter to be read and solved by Kelly Raspberry. We'll do it again on Wednesday.
Some of it's not always black and white, JC.
That's right, Kelly. And right now, wrap it, Big Al Mac. If it's a guy playing, though, he wants to.
I can see twerk, Dad.
Okay, that's cool. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Big Al Mac wanted to know how your twerk skills are.
Yeah.
How what?
Are your twerk skills? Are you twerking? Is your twerking on point?
I can't even do that. Are you kidding me?
All right. That's, I asked and answered.
There you go, Al. So there will be no twerking from Amanda. Sorry, buddy. Your rap will not happen.
No problem.
Amanda, what are you up to right now?
I'm actually eating Chick-fil-A.
With
a pickle?
What?
With a pickle?
No, no pickle.
No pickle?
Breakfast minis.
Oh, you got the minis. That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, the minis don't usually come with a pickle. Great service going on there, too. Yeah. Amanda, let's try to win you some money and make back the money you spent on Chick-fil-A. Let's step up to the vault.
Hello.
Okay.
Please enter your password.
Husband.
Password accepted.
Yeah!
Yeah.
All right, Amanda. You just gained access to the bank vault. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play the game.
Amanda, you are now in the vault along with our banker. He's going to holler at dollar amounts that are going to increase. When you hear one, you don't think he's going to go a lot further. You go ahead and say stop, and you'll win the last amount that you heard. But if that vault door closes before you holler out stop, there'll be no money, no twerking, no nothing.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
Even if it goes all the way to a grand, you still need to say stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
The only thing you'll walk away with if it closes is the great advice Kelly just gave, because she got to listen to that on hold. So, Amanda,
it was great advice.
It was, right? Now let's get to it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$110. $150. $240. $290. $330. $370. $480. $530.
Stop.
Yeah. All right.
That's enough.
$530 for you, Amanda.
Way to go, Amanda. What are you going to do with that cash?
I'm moving into an apartment this week, so paying my apartment.
Ooh, yeah.
Good for you, man.
Roommate, or are you solo?
Solo.
Oh, look at you.
Riding solo.
All grown up.
Our baby girl Amanda's all grown up. Well, Amanda, I would have bailed out where you bailed out. I was already saying stop.
Yeah, you weren't feeling
it. No, I was not.
It makes me nervous.
$530 just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$580.
A little bit of a jump.
$600. $660. $670.
You were right about that feeling. Right.
You did well.
Feeling it right there. Congratulations, Amanda. You hold on first. We'll get you all set up. No, thank you for listening and playing along.
Right?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you for joining us this Monday, Kid Nation. We love riding along with you. Hopefully you're at the office, made it safely. If not, you're walking into the office because the workday starts in about 9 minutes for a lot of people.
Right.
Right now, Big Al Mack, you told me you had a little something for us.
Sure. It's time for Tidbit News.
A 12-year-old Sydney boy flew to Bali on his own after being told he couldn't by his mommy. So he stole her credit card, booked his own trip, booked his own hotel, and he left the country.
Wow.
Whoa.
He went from Sydney, Australia, to Bali, which I just looked up. It's a little bit over 13,000 kilometers away. And he found the one airline that would allow him to book a trip, being the age of 12, which he was.
Yeah.
And didn't have any problem at all. When he got to the hotel, checked himself in, told him that his older sister was going to join him, so they let him have the room. His grandmother gave him his passport. And this is all after an argument with his mother, where she said, you cannot take a trip to Bali. So he said, I can. Got on his little Razor scooter.
That's crazy.
And told him he was going to school, and he went to the airport. And got on the plane all by himself.
Incredible. Wow.
But part of you thinks, man, that kid's going to go places, you know?
I like an adventure. He says, I like an adventure.
Very, very. I tell him, when my son gets all mad at me, I'm like, you don't like this house? Leave. He just goes out to the front step and then usually turns around.
Yeah,
and
you start thinking about it usually. You're like, no, that whole thing sleeping in my bed thing.
I packed a bag. I made it through the woods in my backyard. And
did you?
Well, this is terrible.
Yeah.
What am I going to do for dinner?
My parents did it so perfect. Because when I said I was going to run away, I started packing my little bag. And I'm walking out the door, and my mom looks at me, and she goes, where are you going? I said, I told you I'm running away. And she goes, yeah, but I bought all those clothes.
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, all right. So I took off my clothes. I'm in my chonis. And she goes, yeah, I also bought your chonis. So I took off my undies.
Is that underwear? Yes.
Yeah. So I took off my underwear, and I put it down right there, and she goes, now you can go. And I was like, okay. So I start walking out. She goes, no, you leave all that stuff you packed behind, because I also bought all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I opened the door, walked out, felt that cold wind hit. I think I'm going to stay.
Nah.
I think I'm going to stay here for a minute.
He's working out.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. It's kind of scary out there anyway.
Snacks at home were too good.
Yeah.
Right.
And we have some new news. There's a new oldest living person in the world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the oldest living person just died.
Yes. Her name is Nabi Tajima. She was 117 years old.
That was the one that passed away.
She's the one that passed away. She lived in Japan.
117.
She was born on August 4th, 1900. And the newest oldest person in the world is another Japanese woman. Her name is Chiyo Miyayoko. And she's only 116.
Only 116.
Yeah, so she just had her sweet 116. She was born on May 2nd, 1901.
Wow.
1901. And they say out of the 22 oldest people, or out of the oldest people in the world, 22 are women, and 13 reside in Japan. Mm-hmm. 13 of the 24.
Something about that Japan.
Yeah, Japan's got, they live a long time out there.
Yeah.
Food.
Sushi.
Food. Yeah, their fish and what they eat. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a big reason. I've looked it up. I watched some food documentaries over the weekend. It makes it really hard. It's like, what am I supposed to eat?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen What the Health. You watch it and you're like, what? But what am I supposed to eat?
Apparently,
not
Japanese
supposed to
food.
Eat any kind of turkey. Yeah, they eat smaller portions, a lot of fish.
Right.
And the oldest man is Masazo Nanaka. He's 112. Mm. So he's a few years behind the ladies.
Is he happy though?
I don't think so. I told you.
Maybe old girl. Cool.
Hold on. One of the reasons they've got morning exercise on the radio.
Oh,
so
they have on the air exercise routines completed in massive groups every morning.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.